And that's what you get from reading numbers off the phone booth wall. Hope somebody answers. It's ringing. It means something.
Hello, Beaton Barton Belgium Western.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Godzilla, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Zilla is not in now.
Well, when do you expect him in?
Well, he's out to lunch. Can I take a message?
Well, I can't really call him later. I'll be, you know, back from lunch by then. I took time off just for this.
Well, who's calling, please?
There's no time I could call him.
No, just give me your name and initials, please.
This is Tom Terrific.
And your initials?
T.T.
T.T.?
Right.
What's T.T.?
It's turkey time. Sounds and slop in stereo from the cutting room floor of WBAI.
Filling up their bags with pilfered harvest in the marinated morning. A perpetual disaster.
Stop.
Miles and Chester in Dr. Root's.
Don't pull that cork.
Garden.
Cork.
Boy, that was close.
Just how did you figure that one?
We're on a freeway. You need to change lanes. How do you help out the drivers behind you?
Make it easy for them to know what you're going to do.
How?
Check the rear view mirrors and the blind spot. Signal your intentions. Then when all's clear, move out smoothly and quickly.
You bet. You're on a freeway. You need to change lanes. How do you how? Out the drivers behind you.
Check the rear view mirrors. Then when all's tensions, move out lines and signal you're in smoothly and quickly. Clear?
You bet. You're on a freeway. You need to change lanes. How do you drive out the help behind you?
Make them to know what you're going to do.
How?
Check your intentions, the rear view mirrors, and the then when all's blind spots, move out smoothly and quickly.
You behind you.
Make it easy to do.
How?
Check to know what you're
on a freeway. You need to help out the drivers behind.
How? Make it easy for them to check the rear view and then when all smoothly, and move out and quickly. You bet.
During the week, Daddy works all day long, and that means when he comes home, he's all worn out.
Father sat in the train as it rolled along without talking for a while. All of a sudden, the clicking wheels of the train began calling Sparky.
What do you mean, Sparky?
Oh, excuse me.
Who in the world are you talking to?
The right front daddy loose on his car. Stop.
What are you talking about?
Daddy, you won't do something I will. I'll pull the cord up there.
Sparky, get down off that seat. Don't pull that cord. Stop. Sparky, stop.
What was that?
Sounds like any party.
Get down off that seat. Don't pull that cord. Stop. Sparky, stop.
Yep. After three drinks, I'm bombed. I'll never be an alcoholic. Those guys drink all night and it never gets to them. After three drinks, I'm bombed. I'll be an alcoholic. Yep. Yep. After three drinks, I'm bombed. After three drinks, I'm an alcoholic.
During the week, Daddy works all day long, and that means...
I'll never be an alcoholic.
I'll never be an alcoholic.
I'll never be an alcoholic.
I'll never be an alcoholic. Yep.
What was that?
Say, what did I hear the other day? long time ago, the only traffic problems were runaway horses or cattle stampedes. Then enter the car. Citizens tried to get this new machine outlawed, but of course they lost. Soon the streets and roads and superhighways were jammed full of cars, trucks, buses. Things got complicated. Especially at intersections. Drivers turned abruptly from the wrong lanes. One direction, then turned another. Sudden stops. No traffic signals tried to pass at corners. And they invented many other thoughtless maneuvers. Everything grew worse. Finally, in desperation, people fled to the moon where cars were outlawed.
Well, what do you know about that?
Don't pull that cord. Stop. Spartan, stop.
It all, and he leaves you with thin air. Oh, you're thin air. Oh, but that's the way it is, you understand. Yeah, you know it's mighty hard to be a man living with the animals.
Morning, Charlie Dana. Is this your farm?
This is the family farm. It's been in the family for 2 years.
200 years?
Yeah, it's been in the family ever since.
And it's been a family farm all that time, and the charter came from the King of England through Governor Benning Wentworth.
Yes.
And all the cattle all that time?
Well, they've always had cattle, and they raised crops to support the sheep.
Mostly sheep, every kind of an animal to eat yourself.
Just about skunk and fox trouble.
Okay, now what?
Don't pull that cord, stop! Spartan, stop!
That's a goat.
Well, I see you have a cat here.
Yeah, we have to keep them around to keep the mice down, the rats down.
And what's that thing up in the barn there, bawling like a lamb?
That's the story of Sparky and the train.
I don't understand.
Well, I guess
D equals X times R. What is R?
What was that? An invisible yet very real set of odds. Okay, now what? How do you help out the drivers behind you?
Quickly.
Who pulled the emergency cord? Who stopped the train?
What's here? Pig.
What was that?
That's the old bull.
Okay. Now what?
Dr. Root inside his secret chamber. Dr. Root inside his secret chamber.
Oi! They've been on my back for years, and now my little helpers are escaping. Everyone soon will be quite sorry for the trouble they've been making.
The other other cows put up with it.
I'll keep him quiet.
By living off land, isn't nature grand?
Hey, Bob, by living off land. Hey, Bob, by living off land. Hey, Bob, by living off land. Isn't nature grand? Come with me, Samantha Lee, forsake them city lights. Come to where you can breathe the air and see the stars at night.
Stop, Spartan! Stop. Don't pull that cord.
Hey, Bob, by living off the land. 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 Isn't nature?
That will put on the brakes.
Sparky. Get down off that seat.
I will build a teepee, you will cook a stew. We'll do all them country things that country people do. Hey, Bob, by living on the land. Hey, Bob, by living on the land. Hey, Bob, by living on the land. Hey, Bob, by living on the land.
Sparky, I've just had enough of this quiet. There's nothing wrong with this town. Sparky, get... Sparky, stop!
Who stopped the train?
Oh. Sir?
You did.
Yes, Conductor.
I'm afraid my son did, and I'm sorry. Now, if you just start the train, I'll see that he's punished when we get home.
Thinking too much about trains.
Marky, get down off that seat.
I don't want to get cold.
Yes, Daddy.
Poor Sparky. It seems nobody could leave.
What's the matter? Who pulled the emergency cord?
Yeah.
Who stopped the train?
I did, sir.
Oh, now, Sparky, I think your imagination is running away with you.
Sparky, get down off that seat. Don't pull that cord. Stop. Sparky, stop.
Don't be silly, Sparky. Come on, supper's ready.
What was that?
That was produced by David Rapkin. So be sure to tune in again next week for another dose of... Techie Time. Friend, are you listening? Are you listening carefully?
I wonder what she's doing now.
Well, she sure in hell ain't getting her butt chewed up in Omegas.
Jennifer.
Ah, shut up. Turn on that radio.
You've just been offended by Techie Time. Produced this week by David Rapkin and Peter Sanger. Our special thanks to Lenny Bernstein and the Harlem Globetrotters. See you next week, kids.
So long, this is Dwight Yeast saying, who needs it for another week?
This has been a wrap. Zang. Stereo production.